what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, transcribed, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Gene Vanderpile, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy! How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Freeman Gosden. This coming Wednesday, Rexall's big one-cent sale begins. This is the famous sale where you get two guaranteed Rexall products for the price of one, plus a penny. It's a marvelous opportunity for you to stock up on your drugstore needs for months to come. And on every item you buy, you get twice as much for just a penny more. So this week, Wednesday through Saturday, be sure to shop and save at your friendly Rexall drugstore. It's Rexall's great one-cent sale. Well, this afternoon finds Andy Brown, of all places, at an exhibit of modern art over on Lenox Avenue. Right now, he's standing in front of a large, impressionistic painting, trying to make heads or tails of it.
Venus descending staircase. That ain't nothing but just a mess of color. That painting looked like the Kingfisher's ceiling the time we was cooking the spaghetti and meatballs and the pressure cooker blowed up. Well, I guess that...
It is lovely, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think it's very... I don't believe... Hello.
I noticed you admiring this painting. I'm the model that posed for it.
You mean to say that you were somewhere in this mess?
Yes, I posed at the artist studio for 3 weeks.
Oh, well, that explains why it turned out so bad. With a honey baby like you in the room, it's a wonder he got anything on the canvas at all.
Why, how sweet.
Yeah, well... Allow me to make my acquaintanceship with you. I is Andy Brown, the well-known single bachelor.
Oh. Well, how do you do? My name is Constance. Constance Lamar.
That's a pretty name, Constance. I always liked that. Back on my father's farm, my favorite hog's name was Constance.
That's nice. I guess you were fond of her.
Yeah. Yeah. Constance, wait a minute here. Ain't you the gal that I seen on the calendars and on the magazine covers, Constance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Constance, I was...
Is there something wrong?
I don't know. I tell you one thing, I never felt this way around a hog. You say that you was a model, huh?
Well, I pose occasionally, but I'm also studying art.
Yeah, well, tell me something. Maybe some night, if you ain't busy, why, maybe you and me could step out. Next Wednesday, they have ladies' night at the pool hall.
Well, I don't know. I'm awfully busy with my posing and my art studies. To tell you the truth, I wouldn't know how to go about recreation.
Shake hands with the old athletic director.
George Cafe Stevens, come in here. I want to speak to you.
Uh-oh. The bull moose is calling to its mate. What is it, my charming sweetheart?
George, me and Mama ran into Andy Brown on the street today.
Yeah! I ain't never seen such a sad, lovesick expression since back home
when our old beagle tried to smooch you with a porcupine.
Yeah, the boy is really infatuated up with that model, Constance Lamar. He bought the picture of her from the museum. Yeah, he mopes over it all day, Venus descending the staircase.
I sure feel sorry for Andy. I've seen that gal sashaying down the street showing off a figure. She ain't nothing but a hussy.
Now listen, Mama. Just cause you is an old burnout furnace full of clinkers, don't knock radiant heating.
I still say she's a hussy. I'd look all right, too, if I wore one of them lamb's wool sweaters and used all them makeup creams on my face.
Now listen, Mama. They gets the wool for them sweaters from a sheep, and they gets the lanolin for the face creams from a sheep. But, Mama, you could take a sheep and shear it, skin it, stew it, and brew it, and that animal still wouldn't come up with nothing that would do you no good.
Well, I feel sorry for Andy, too.
I ain't never seen a man that crazy about a girl. Why, he was telling us he was thinking of taking some kind of personality course.
Oh, thinking of taking one of them personality courses, huh? Well, if the boy is looking for coosiness, why, he don't have to go out and spend no money at one of them schools. After all, I, as his friend, I can help him. I can give him all the charm and culture he needs. After all, you know, I used to be known as, Dainty Stevens.
Dainty? You about as dainty as a rhinoceros in a French bathing suit.
Well, whether he can do it or not, Mama, is beside the point. I think it's wonderful, just a wonderful gesture for George to offer to help Andy like this.
Yeah, after all, the boy is desperate. He is in love with this gal. I ain't never seen him in love like this. He'd do anything to win her. It's a pitiful thing.
Well, George, I just want to say that whatever you does to help Andy, you're going to come out of this whole thing with a much bigger heart.
Yeah, and if I plays my cards right, I'm going to come out with a much fatter pocketbook, too. Oh, I'll get it.
Well, Kingfish, I don't give you the $50. You think you can help me?
No, certainly I can, Andy. I got the money right here. I told you I'd do it for $50. Now, there ain't gonna be no problem giving you charm and culture. Now, all you need is a few etiquette lessons.
Yeah, well, I sure hope you can do something. I am so much in love with this Constance that I can't eat or sleep.
Well, Andy, now, the first step in etiquette is how to enter a room. Yeah. Now, how does you enter a room?
Well, usual by the door.
You know, I can see that besides the de-slobbing you here, why, we gonna have to un-ignorate you, too.
Yeah, well, explain to me about entering a room.
Well, now, let me give you an example. Let's say that Emily Post was coming to call here at the Lodge Hall.
Yeah, let's say that.
All right, well, the first thing Emily Post would do is to knock gently on the door with her lorgnette, and then she would say, ain't there no one within? And I'd say, entree. She'd say, merci. And I'd say, voila, cherchez le door. And then she would enter. And then, looking neither to the left nor to the right, she'd cross to the other side of the room with her head held high majestically in the air.
Well, if Miss Post is coming, you better move that cuspidor, because she's going to fall smack over it, I'll tell you.
Before we goes on here, another point of charm and culture. In the 400, the tobacco chewing set never refers to the instrument in question as a cuspidor.
They don't, huh?
No, Andy. Those in the know refers to it as a brass casserole.
Yeah. Remember that. But, Kingfish, I don't think we can ever get me cultured up enough for a high-class gal like Constance. Every night you see her name in the paper going out to some place or other with some society fella.
Well, Andy, that's our angle. We is going to make her think that you is a dashing society playboy.
Well, now, how are we going to do that?
Well, Andy, we is going to start off by showering her with presents, candy, flowers, and everything.
What you mean?
Well, now, look, Andy, every morning, we is going to have a dozen roses sent to her penthouse apartment with your name on it. And then the first thing every evening, a 5-pound box of candy with your name on that, too.
Is I going to take them up there?
No, no, Andy. We're going to prepare the way for you. We'll have, we'll get Algonquin J. Calhoun to take them up there and make you look like a big shot with your own personal delivery man. And then after these maneuvers and we are softened up for a week with the flowers and candy, then we moves in for the big attack.
Yeah, well, how do we do that, General Eisenhower?
And, I can see it all now. You shows up some evening with white tie and tail. She opens the door.
Yeah.
She sees you standing there.
See me there.
And at this moment, Andy, this beautiful gal falls right in your arm.
Oh, she fall right in my arm.
You got her in your arm.
Yeah.
She's yours.
Yeah, she mine. I
in your
her.
Arm.
Yeah, I got her.
Now, come on, Andy. Let's talk to Calhoun about taking the flowers and candy up to her right away.
Well, wait a minute. Get this gal out of my arms, Joe. I ain't gonna carry her all over town like that.
No.
Well, Kingfish, here's Constance's apartment house building. Thanks for coming this far with me to give me the immoral support.
Yeah. She's home, Andy. I see the light up there in her apartment on the top floor.
Yeah. Oh, Kingfish, let's go home. I was too nervous to go through with this.
Now, what you mean, Andy? Calhoun has been taking her them presents of flowers and candy all week with your name on them. By now, she's all softened up for you.
Oh, me, I was still nervous. How'd I look in my white tie and tails?
Well, you look like a real playboy, Andy, and you smell high class, too.
Hey, by the way, what is this perfume you done sprayed all over me?
That's a special brand that I whipped up myself, Andy. It's a mixture of Chanel No. 5 and DDT. The stuff attracts women's but keeps off the flies, you see. Say, wait a minute, Andy, wait a minute. Somebody's coming out the door of the apartment building.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, it's Constance.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, here I go, Kingfish. You got a man with her. Oh, me.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking fella, too. Look at him there.
Yeah, look at that. They're walking over there, getting ready to get in that cab at the curb.
Yeah, maybe they're talking business. After all, she's a model. He might be an artist.
Artist, huh? I tell you one thing, Andy, from the sound of that laugh, he must be the boy that painted September Morn.
No, me. There ain't no hope for me with that gal, Kingfish. That was a real high-class fella, too. Come on, let's go home.
Yeah, by the way, Anna, I noticed that when she got in the cab there, she was wearing a corsage of your roses.
Yeah, well, there's one thing that I hope. That when he was waiting up there in her apartment, he wasn't getting his strength up on my candy.
Good evening. This is your Rexall Family Druggist with money-saving news. This coming Wednesday morning, April 15th, the doors of Rexall drug stores everywhere will open on Rexall's tremendous 1 cent sale. The sale where you get two absolutely top quality guaranteed Rexall products for the price of one plus a penny. Never before has there been such a wholesale opportunity to buy twice as much for just a penny more. For this offer applies to literally hundreds of drug and household needs. From vitamins to lipsticks, from fountain pens to aspirin, from writing paper to toothbrushes. And remember, these are Rexall products, sold on an unconditional money-back guarantee. So check those 4 money-saving days on next week's calendar, Wednesday through Saturday, the days when just a penny more buys twice as much, at Rexall drug stores everywhere.
Yeah, Amos, you see before you a poor, broken-hearted man.
Yeah, well, Andy, I know you're crazy about this Constance Lamar, but you gotta forget this gal. You're gonna get yourself sick the way you moping around here.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But I still got Calhoun taking her those flowers every day.
Yeah.
And the Kingfish found out who that fellow was that she went out with last night. And we watched the apartment, and he went out with her every night this week.
Oh, they going steady, huh?
Yeah, he's an artist. His name is Salvador Jackson.
Oh, Salvador Jackson. Oh, I'll hear to him. Yeah, he's doing fine. Illustrates for magazines and all that stuff. Oh, he's really wealthy, Andy. Oh, you gotta forget this gal. You just gotta stop carrying the torch.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Amos. I know I should stop carrying the torch, but every time I look at that picture of Venus going up and down them stairs, the pilot light keeps flickering.
Well, Andy...
Wait a minute. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Andy. This is the Kingfish calling. I done figured out a way to solve your problem with Constance.
No, no, Kingfish, it's all over.
No, no, Andy, look here, you can't give up now. Look, the way I figures it, your big rival is this painter, Salvador Jackson. And the way to cut him out is to make him think that she is in love with you.
Well, how are we going to do that?
Well, now, Andy, look here. He writes up some romantic love letters to you and signs her name to him, Connie.
Mm-hmm.
And then we shows them to this Jackson fella. Now, when he sees them, he's going to think that she's in love with you and he's going to drop out the picture.
Hey, that's a great idea, Kingfish. I'll be right over to the lodge hall.
Hey, what's up, Andy?
I can't tell you, Amos, but the next time you sees me, I'm going to be Mr. Venus descending the stairs. Kingfish, why is we writing these love letters on a typewriter?
Well, so Salvador Jackson won't recognize a handwriting dummy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, read what you got so far, will
you? Well, I start off here. It says, Dear Honey Bun Andy Baby, I am crazy about you. I have a deep affection.
Oh, wait. Look, Kingfish, instead of using these big words, can't you just write in there that she loves me?
Listen, Andy, you know the letter L fell off this typewriter last week. She can be nuts about you, crazy about you, mad about you, but there's one thing she can do, and that's to love you on this typewriter.
Well, go ahead, Kingfish. Do the best you can.
Yeah, now let's see here. My honey, I... Uh-oh. There goes the K. She can't kiss you no more, neither. I got it. Let's see, I got it here. Oh, there goes the S.
Oh, me, now we done lost smoochin' and sweetheart.
Yeah, and they're losing all these letters. He done took the fire out of this romance. Yeah, the most romantic thing that you can do now on this machine is space bar and shift key to gal.
We ain't getting no place, Kingfish. What is we gonna do here?
Well, I just thinking, Andy. You know that gal that works down at the delicatessen store, the one that always writing poetry?
Yeah.
Well, for about $5, I think we could get her to write up a batch of love letters.
Yeah, yeah, the gal at the delicatessen store. I'll go down and see her right now.
Yeah, but Andy, you better tell her to wash her hands before she writes the letters. I've always found it sure death to romance to have your love letter smell like marinated herring. Hello, Andy. What's that again? Yeah, that's fine, Andy. Good. You got them all written, huh? Well, now, look here. After you show the love letters to the Salvador Jackson fella, phone me again and let me know how you made out. Yeah, that's real. You got some real hot stuff there, huh? Good. Get on over there now, Andy. So long, boy. Hot dog is working fine. After Andy shows them letters to Jackson, he won't have no more trouble and I's in $50. Oh, hey, Calhoun, what's the matter?
Kingfish, where's Andy? I've got some news for him.
What is up, Calhoun? You look all excited.
Well, you know that gal, Constance Lamar, that Andy crazy about? The one I've been delivering the candy and flowers to every day?
Yeah, well, what about her?
I just found out she's married.
Married?
Not only that, she got a husband.
Holy mackerel, this is terrible.
Yeah, and guess who the husband is? Salvador Jackson. Lamar is just her professional name.
Salvador Jackson? Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, and they say he's the most jealous man that ever lived. Say he'd kill anyone that even as much as looked at his wife. He used to be a football player before he was an artist.
Calhoun, this is terrible. Andy don't know this, and he is on his way up there now to show this Salvador Jackson a batch of phony love letters signed Connie Lamar. Oh, Calhoun, I gotta head Andy off somehow. He's on his way there.
And what he'll do to Andy? He gonna take that boy and drop kick him into that great end zone in the sky.
Holy smokes. I has done sent my buddy to his sure death. Calhoun, ain't there nothing I can do?
Yeah, there's one thing you can do.
Oh, what is that?
Call up Woodlawn Cemetery and tell him to start digging a guest room. Oh.
Now, here is your Rexall Family Druggist.
This coming Wednesday, April 15th, Rexall's gigantic 1 cent sale begins. The sale where you get two unconditionally guaranteed Rexall products for the price of one plus a penny.
Would you tell me how that works?
Well, here's an example. The regular price for the 100-tablet bottle of Rexall aspirin is 54 cents. But during the 1 cent sale, you get two bottles for only 55 cents.
You mean I just add a penny and get twice as much?
Exactly. What's more, ma'am, you'll find literally hundreds of those double bargains in our stores. From mouthwash to adhesive tape, from household gloves to hairbrushes, from cold cream to sunglasses, plus more than 60 super specials on every type of household need.
How long does this sale run?
From this coming Wednesday morning till the closing of the stores Saturday night. 4 miracle days when you get twice as much for just a penny more at Rexall Drug Stores everywhere.
George Stevens, you mean to tell me that Andy Brown is on his way there right now to read them phony love letters to the gal's husband?
No, yeah, honey, it's all my fault, all my fault.
Never mind that, Baldy, the man will probably kill him.
George, you're just gonna have to do something. You just gotta stop him.
I know, but it's too late. He's probably talking to the man right now. Say, wait a minute, I think I got it. Suppose he thought that Andy was some kind of a nut who didn't know what he was talking about.
What you mean?
Yeah, that's it. Convince this man that Andy is a crackpot. Yeah, I'll borrow your white coat from the butcher and get right over there now.
George, this is a crazy idea. This'll never work.
Well, I gotta try. It's my only chance. I gotta save my buddy's life. Out of my way. Here I go. I'm going up there now.
Well, Salvador Jackson's secretary say he'd be with me in a minute. He's just finishing up painting a picture. Yeah, nice studio he got here. Pictures on the wall. Look at this photograph of this big bruiser here in the football uniform. Say, Bronco Jackson, the terror of the National Football League. Must be Salvador's big brother. But after all, he's an artist.
My secretary said you wanted to see me.
Yeah, mister. I got some letters here, excuse me for protruding, mister, but, that's a nice picture of your brother on the wall there.
My brother?
Yeah, the fella there in the football uniform with the shoulder pads.
That's not my brother, that's me, and I'm not wearing shoulder pads.
Yeah. Hey, you sure is a big fella, ain't you?
Just what do you want?
Well, you ain't thinking of going on a diet or nothing, did you?
No.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't do me no good to come back later.
You said something about letters?
Yes, mister, there ain't no sense beating around the bush. I has got proof here that Connie Lamar is in love with me.
Connie in love with you? Come now.
Oh, it's true, Mr. Salvador. I got the love letter she written me right here in my pocket. And I know what you're gonna do after you read them.
Yes, I'd like to see those love letters.
Yeah, well, here you is. They is...
Just a minute. Come in. Yes? What is it?
Excuse my white coat, mister, but I is looking for a man who ain't responsible for what he said if he already said it. And if he ain't said it, I won't get him out here before he do say it. That's all I want to do here.
Just what is all this?
Yeah, Kingfish, what is you doing in that white coat?
Now, this is the boy right here. He called me Kingfish. You see that, mister? He thinks I'm a bird. Come along, little friend, back to the cage, if you will, please.
Just a minute here. Do you mean to say that he's a fugitive from some kind of an institution?
Yeah, he has done fuged away from us this morning. He done slipped away while we was changing the wall mattresses on his padded cell.
Now, wait a minute here.
Don't worry, mister. He ain't dangerous, just irresponsible, unfortunate case. A couple of years ago, he was walking by a tall building when a potted plant fell from the 15th floor and went right through his skull, you see.
Went right through his skull?
Oh, yes. As every spring, a beautiful geranium sprouts out the back of his head. He has to get a haircut and a pruning job at the same time. Yes, Yes, yeah, he was troubled with earfish, you see.
Yeah. Listen, mister, I don't know what the kingfish is talking about here. I had just come up here to show you some love letters that the gal...
Oh, now, there you go again. Now, I got to explain in plain words just what's the matter with the man, and I want you both to listen carefully. Now, ever since he'd been hit on the head, he writes love letters that he said were written by some gal, and he comes up and reads them to some fella, and the fella he shows them to is always the gal's husband. Does you get what I'm talking about, patient?
Kingfish, let's go out and prune that geranium.
Well, he's finally brightened up a little bit. Good for you, patient. From now on, we can cut down on the voltage on your shock treatment and save a little on the electric bill, too.
Now, see here, what is all this nonsense?
Well, now, just forget the whole thing, Mr. Salvador. See you again. Come along, patient, dear.
Yeah, so long, mister. Drop in and see me sometime next spring when I'm in full bloom. I'll give you a cut rate on a bouquet of geranium.
That was something, boy. Mr. Jackson turning out to be Connie's husband.
Yeah, Amos, you see, Lamar was just her professional name.
Yeah, boys, I got the boy out just in time, Amos. If I'd have got there 1 minute later, why, we'd be having a big blue suit party right now in the lodge hall. Only Andy would be enjoying the festivities from a horizontal position.
Yeah. That's right. If Calhoun hadn't have found this out today, I'd have been the late Andrew H. Brown.
Yeah, Calhoun finding out she was married really saved the day for you, Andy.
Yeah, well, her being married, I guess done scared you off for good, huh, Andy?
Yeah, I guess it is, Amos. When it comes to dousing the torch, why, there ain't no bigger fire extinguisher than a gal's husband.
You know, my dear, I don't know what happened to Andy Brown. He was so interested in me. But neither my brother Salvador or I can figure out what scared him away. Can you?
Honey, ain't nobody gonna know that for a long time.